Babies, it's time for Fashion Sense, and tonight my guest is Palesa Mukhubung, a founder, CEO, designer at Mantu, which is the first design house to collaborate with global giant H&M. Mantu has showcased at South African Fashion Week and all over the world multiple times, including at the BRICS show in 2018. Caught up with Palesa, and this is how it all started for her. Part one of our interview.
5 nights with Smash Africa.
Smash Africa.
Tonight I am joined by the one and only Palesa Mukhubung, founder and owner of Mantu. How did your journey begin with Mantu?
So I started working at a Stone Cherry. That was my first job as a designer, as a junior designer. And I was there for 3 years. 3 years is long enough for you to be burnt out at a job, for you to know whether you want to stay or not. So I knew that I needed to leave. I was still young enough, and I always knew that I wanted to do my own thing, but I did not have the courage to leave. So I decided to enter a national competition. This competition was called Skamto Groundbreakers back then.
Oh, yes.
And really, to my surprise, I won. I had never won anything in my life. And I won this national competition after like a grueling couple of weeks, you know, of them looking for a young designer that they could jet set with to, you know, to India. I went to India and New York. I traveled with other amazing creatives from that time. And that's how I kind of started traveling the world. But then soon after that, so that took me away from work for about 6 months from mm-hmm. Stone Cherry.
Mm-hmm.
So after the 6 months, I thought, this is the perfect time for me to exit. So I did that. And then I started the brand, Mantu, after 3 years of, you know, being a junior designer or being on the ground, you know, for 3 years and having experience for 3 years.
Junior designers, ghostwriters.
They design, they do patterns, they do anything and everything, which
yes.
is the perfect place for a young person to be at.
Yes.
Because when you have a big title, you can kind of, you know, relax on it. But when you are in a junior space, you feel that you need to prove yourself. And I worked everywhere. I worked in the shops. I went to factories. I worked with, you know, I got really good at striking deals with manufacturers, and mm-hmm. I really got my hands dirty. And I still use a lot of that training that I got then.
It's so beautiful that how you eloquently put it. You know, looking at the unemployment rate in South Africa, right? And every job opportunity saying we want work experience. And then people fresh out of school was like, I don't know where I'm going to get the work experience. But you breaking down the role of a junior designer and having to fulfill many roles without even getting compensated, later paid a greater investment in you starting Mantu. And you wouldn't have acquired those skills if you were not willing to actually volunteer your time and volunteer learning. So it's so beautiful that you said that. Because I think in the age that we live in with high unemployment rate, I think it's just an attitude shift that might unlock a lot of potential for a lot of people out there.
Smash Africa.